Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to the 5-year anniversary show of the Miracle Man Show, coming to you from here live in Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it's so great to be with you tonight, as this is the 5-year anniversary of this show being launched, The Future of the Miracle Man being launched from humble beginnings back on July 25th, 2017. And let me tell you, God has been faithful. And Preacher Man, hey, Preacher Man, you here?
I'm here, brother.
Well, I was just telling the listeners, praise God, welcome to the show. And I was saying, you know, thank you for all tuning in. And I received a report last night, today actually, that we had 17 countries where we have multiple people tuning into the show over 50% of the time that they're tuning into the program. And it's great to see that God is using this.
17 people, brother. I mean, 17 nations. That's amazing.
That's very amazing. And that's not just something that happened. That's God that did that. That's God that did that.
Who do you know that lives in Belgium?
Not a soul.
Hallelujah. God knows somebody, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, God knows people. God knows more than I know, more than either one of us combined, actually.
Amen.
Well, we can
just so you know, I don't have a big glass of Dr. Pepper, but I'm about to have one.
Oh, you're about to have a great big glass of Dr. Pepper. Of course, while I drink my, of course, while I have icy cold Coca-Cola.
And the
icy cold with no ice.
Go ahead. I'm not going to interrupt you.
Still
just going. Keep going. I'm here.
All right. But, yes, from humble beginnings, back in the day, 2017, we launched this. The way this started was that I had wanted to be in radio for years prior to that. For about 10 years even prior to that, I had dreams of being a sportscaster for either working at a radio station as a sportscaster or being a stadium announcer, like for whether we talk NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, college athletics, you know, anything like that. I studied a community college here in my area for a few years to get an associate in the arts. But through Preacher Man here, he helped me launch the program that we now you all know and love. And I use this program, and I deliver you the Word of God, and, you know, sing unto the Lord. This has been used for God's glory. And I'm sure that people have been won to the Lord by the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now we just had Invasion Living Word, my home church here in Midland. We just got done with Invasion Youth and Young Adults Conference, and I have to say, I think this was the best one yet. I honestly think it was the best one yet. Dr. Barclay always says that all the stuff that goes into Invasion, the spoon, whether you want to talk about all the lights, all the, you know, everything that gets, all the smoke that gets blown off, blown up and stuff, everything that goes into it. If one soul gets saved, one,
then
it's worth every dollar and everything that goes into it.
Amen.
If one person, and we know more than one person got saved. In fact, there was a four-year-old that got filled with the Holy Ghost while at Invasion we were praying for those who wanted filled with the Holy Ghost. There was a four-year-old who was on the stream who got filled with the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
At a conference that's not even for four-year-olds. This is a four-year-old. He's not 12. He was four. And then there was an eight-year-old where the same thing happened. And I thank God for that.
Amen.
I heard a testimony where someone was healed in their ear at Invasion. So, you know, God will still move. Doesn't matter what conference it is. Doesn't matter what service it is. You never know. You should always go to the house of God expecting him to move. And I went to each night of Invasion expecting God to move, not just to enjoy, the loud music and then get into, sing a few worship songs and then hope for, Josh to deliver a sparkly message or whatever. No, I expect God to move. And so.
Although the loud music is pretty cool.
I have to agree, as is the spoon and everything else that they do. And I have to admit, I have fun with it. I do. So,
amen.
In opening, do you have any words you want to share?
Well, when you started talking, did I ever tell you the story how I got into Blog Talk Radio?
Not yet. Go ahead.
Well, it's a pretty cool story, and I won't bloviate here. I'll keep it short. I'll give you the condensed version. What do you call them? The cliff notes, but. Because it's a pretty cool thing about this channel that Rivers is on here, Miracle Man's on. I was doing radio on our local FM station in West Branch, and a young man came to my son-in-law, Andrew, and said, "Hey, would you come and talk sports with me on my Blog Talk Radio show?" And my son-in-law, Andrew, loves sports, so he went and talked sports with him. And he said, what about your father-in-law? You think he'd like to preach on this channel? And, of course, Andrew said, well, yeah. And so the young man calls me up. He goes, I only use this channel one day a week, and I'd be glad to let you use it the other six if you want to preach on it. Well, his program was sports, and then some of this, like, really crazy, crazy, really wild, wicked rock and roll. I like bad. But I figured, hey, I might as well preach to them people. And so I began to do my programs and stuff on there. And then it was about a year and a half later, he just called me up. He said, not doing the program anymore. I really don't have any use for Blog Talk Radio. If you just go in and change the email on that, I'll just give you that channel. It'll be yours.
Well,
and that's the channel that Miracle Man uses every day. That man gave it to me, and I'm saying, here you go, Rivers, you use it. And now, 17 nations.
Yes.
Can I read the nations?
Yes.
The United States of America. Canada, India, Nepal, Japan, South Korea, United Arab Emirates, Portugal, Ireland, United Kingdom, France, Republic of Serbia, Hungary, Germany, Belgium, Netherlands, and Sweden.
Praise God. Now, my dad...
Doesn't that just make you shout
ago,
hallelujah?
Hallelujah! It does. I know it does me. Now, my dad, 2 months ago, a month and a half ago, was just in two of these.
Yeah?
India and Nepal. So he was in two of them besides the United States. Two of them.
Wow.
And so I thank God for that the gospel is getting to India, because my dad even has told me in India that is a Hinduish country where there's not very many Christians, not that many Christians. But praise God, the word of God's getting there. And I thank God for that.
And remember this about it. Those nations don't even show up in your panel for you to be able to see until they have at least 1% of the listening audience. So there's no telling how many different nations are listening. These have at least reached 1% of your listening audience, and therefore now they show up. But I think it's so interesting that you are in the United Arab Emirates. Isn't that just interesting?
Very interesting to me. It really is.
May the person that's listening or the persons be a sheik.
Yes. And give their life to Jesus. And may they give their life to my Jesus.
Amen.
That saved a wretch like me.
Amen.
Because the truth is before we were saved, we were all wretches.
Yeah.
We all were. Regardless of how old or how young. And I just thank God for it. And also, keep in mind that my birthday was just this past weekend.
Everybody,
as someone who's now 33.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Miracle Man. Happy birthday to you.
And many more. Woo-hoo! Yes. Yes, and many more, as they say.
And many more. Now, I want to say this, Rivers, before you keep going. You got a couple other callers on the line here with us that are listening.
Okay.
And if you would like to, you know, say, hey, congratulations, Rivers, or something, if you click the one button, it'll raise your hand, and I'm at the studio here, so I can let him know that there's a friend here that would like to say something to you, and that would be perfectly in order for those of you that are listening right here, and I can see you in the panel. You've called in on your phone. But you don't have to, but you're more than welcome to do that.
Go
ahead, man. Are we singing? Are we preaching? What's next?
I was gonna sing a couple songs, but usually before I do that, I always tell my listeners, you know, I try to mention to my listeners about the book that I wrote.
Okay.
Actually, my mom wrote it, but I like to say I wrote it because it's a book about me. And what this book is, it's a book called Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how great God has been. And, it chronicles a lot of the things, so much of what I've went through in my own life. And while I'm on the thing of what I've went through in my life, let me tell you something. If you live on this earth, you are going to go through some things. I don't know if you knew that or not, but you're going to go through some stuff. But you know what? When God's on our side, the victory is sometimes greater than the battle once in a while.
Always.
Oh, wait, no. Always greater than the value, than the battle. I do that sometimes to see if people are listening. Yeah, it's always greater than the battle. Always, always, always.
My you almost got it, a preacher Dr. right, Buckley brother, out of me.
because Tip, it's always greater than the battle, no matter
Amen.
No matter how big that battle is. And if it results, even if it results in that you lost your life on earth, well, guess what? If you were saved and you gave your life to Christ, you went to heaven. And going to heaven is the ultimate. It's the ultimate.
Amen.
But God has saved me. He, my mom, when I was very little, had started praying over me, Lord Jesus, heal him or take him home. And guess what? I haven't been taken home to heaven yet. So obviously there is a reason why God has kept me here. Well, about that, Brittany, I'm going to get to those in a couple of minutes. But, yes. But, so you can go online to riversofmiracles.com. That is rivers with a I, not a Y, but an I, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com to find out the information about how you can get the book Rivers of Miracles into your hands and so that it can be a blessing to you. And hey, after you've read it, why not let someone else read it? Give it to someone else. Because I want many people to get to read this book more and more and more. May people keep buying it. And I thank God for that. I thank God for that because I know that God is doing a great thing. I know that God is doing a great thing Now I want to sing a couple songs. First one I want to sing is Miracles. And it's about the one who made the blind to see. It's, that's Carrie Job one. The one who made the blind to see. Is moving here in front of me, moving here in front of me. The one who made the deaf to hear, he's silencing my every fear, silencing my every fear. I believe in you, I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. The one who does impossible is reaching out to make me whole. Reaching out to make me whole. The one who put death in its place. His life is flowing through my veins. His life is flowing through my veins. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God.
You're the
God
of miracles.
The God who was and is to come. The power of the risen one. You're the God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. You're the God who was and is to come. The power of the risen one. You're the God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. The God who was and is to come. The power of the risen one. You're the God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe you're the God of miracles. Mm-hmm. I believe in you.
You.
I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You hold my every moment. You calm my raging sea. You walk with me through fire and heal all my disease. I trust in you.
I trust in you.
I believe you're my healer. I believe you are all
I need.
I believe you're my portion. I
believe
you're more than enough for me. Jesus, you're all I need. You hold my every moment. You calm my raging sea. You walk with me through fire. And you heal all my disease. I trust in you. I trust in you.
I believe
you're my healer. I believe you are all I need. And I believe, Lord, you're my portion. And I believe you're more than enough for me. Jesus, you're all I need. Nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible for you. You hold my world in your hand. Nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible for you. You hold my world in your hands. I believe you're my healer. And I believe I believe, Lord,
I believe
you're my portion. I believe
you're
more than enough for me. Jesus, you're all I need. You're more than enough for me. Jesus, you're all I need. You're my healer. Thank God for that.
Thank God. Can I pray, Rivers?
Yes, you can.
Father, in the name of Jesus right now, every one of us just heard the faith of this mighty man of God declare that you are his healer. And as his brother in Christ, as a fellow laborer of the cross, as an ambassador, the kingdom of heaven is a minister of reconciliation. I say, River Shuka, be made whole. I say, what? Manifestation happen. I declare life. And life more abundantly into every cell of our brother's body. Spirit of infirmity, your power was crushed and broken at the cross by our Lord and Savior Jesus. And we give you glory. And we give you the honor. And we give you the praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Okay.
And amen. And amen. Love you, brother. I love to hear you
sing. I love
sing.
You.
I'm singing harmony with you, but if I sing too loud, then it overpowers your mic and it would sound weird. So I'm just singing it in the background.
Oh, because I was wondering about that. I was wondering
about
that.
We probably got to get together and cut a record or something.
Oh, okay, all right. Whatever you think. As they say, it is what it is. So if you would go to Hebrews 11 with us, Hebrews 11 is the chapter on which we have based the Miracle Man program from the get-go.
Hallelujah.
From day one. This is the chapter on faith. And just as Preacher Man prayed on this program over me, I also pray for all of you, because we all know that Jesus is our healer. Those of us who are born again and spirit-filled, at least we should know that God's our healer.
Amen.
Because he is our healer. And that's part of the thing of living on this earth, is we're going to go through stuff, and more likely than not, it could include our bodies. It can include our bodies. But, you know, we know that Jesus is the healer, and he's going to heal us from all of it.
Amen.
From all that stuff, whatever it is that tries to come and bite at us, because I know that he's the healer. So if you want to go to Hebrews 11, I'm gonna read it, and then what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna have you talk about it. I'm gonna read it, but then I'm gonna have you talk about it. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Yeah, because I gotta let you talk some too. I'm going to.
All right, man. I'm just glad to be here with you.
Oh yeah, amen. Now, Hebrews 11, verse 1. By the way, if you're tuned in with us and you got your Bible, open it up. Don't just sit there and be, you know, a mannequin and non-spectator. Go ahead. Don't just sit home and be a spectator. Be a participator and receive what it is that the Lord has for you through this. Because I want you to receive whatever it is that the Lord has for you. Hebrews 11, I'm going to start with verse 1. And it starts like this. Now faith is. Did you catch that? It said now faith is. That means faith is now. Faith is. Now faith is the substance of things we hope for. The evidence of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. Now for you young folk that might be tuning in, ancients means those from a long, long, long time ago. He's not talking necessarily just about Preacher Man or me or whatever.
Amen, brother.
Just had to pick at you.
That's awesome.
Not ancient to you. I kind of did that, you know, to the young folk in case we got some of them with us. So I did that.
Hey, I'm not 60 yet, so I'm not halfway
okay.
through life yet.
Okay. All right. Hope for uncertain what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. Verse 3. By faith, we understand that the universe was not formed. That the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not just made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. And by faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life, so he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commanded as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. But with faith, it is possible to please God. Because anyone who comes by him must first believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when he was warned about things that were not yet seen, in holy fear he built an ark to save his family. By his faith he was commended. He was condemned by the world, and he became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place that he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith he made his home in the promised land, like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, but she was enabled to become a, he was enabled to become a father, because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so, from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things that were promised. They only saw them, and they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on the earth. All right, I'm going to quit reading for now, and I'm going to let you kind of explain to the listeners who might not know, what is this all referring to?
Nothing like being put on the spot by the miracle man.
Right.
Well, you know, let's go first of all to verse number 6. As you know, brother, I'm never short of words to speak for Almighty God and for faith and for the Word of God, because it's so rich, it's so full, it's so deep. Look at verse 6. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. Every one of these stories that we read, so that brother Miracle Man just read, you know, Adam and Abel and Cain and Enoch and all of their people, it says it's impossible to please him. And yet these people used faith long before the faith, the righteousness of faith was ever available. They used it and did mighty deeds. You know, I think about Enoch. Enoch heard from Adam what it was like to walk with God, because Adam walked with God in the garden. And somehow Enoch heard great-grandpa Adam talking about it and said, I'm going to walk with God. And when he was 360 years old, he walked right out of this whole earth. That man had faith now. He had so much faith. Him and God was walking together, and God said, why don't you just come on up to heaven with me? And Enoch walked right out of this place. Why? He decided, I'm going to walk with God, and it's going to take you faith to walk with God because you can't see him. But look at what verse 6 says. Without faith, it's impossible. I like to take the negatives out and say it this way. With faith, it is possible to please God. And people say, yeah, but what's faith? Well, it's right there in that verse. He who comes to God must believe that he, God, is, that he exists. I'm driving truck in the oil field, and I'm standing at the disposal talking to a guy the other day, and he said, it's like it was going to rain. He said, you ever thought about how a raindrop doesn't kill an ant? And I thought, well, no, I never thought that thought. I mean, think about it. He said, how many raindrops can an ant take as a direct hit and still live? But they all do, because they're still everywhere. And I looked at him and said, that's because there's a greater being behind all of this stuff. And we were standing there looking at this little bird's nest in a pipe, right by all these very dangerous chemicals and all kinds of stuff. And this mama had some baby birds right in the middle of that thing and the top of a pipe. And this morning, all them baby birds flew away. Now,
wow.
We must believe that he, God, exists. Every one of us, when we stand before God on Judgment Day, whether if you're not going to go to heaven, you'll stand before the great white throne judgment. But if you've lived as a believer and walk with God, you'll stand before Jesus. But on that day, the book of Romans chapter 1 says, we're going to be judged by nature itself, because nature, being able to watch these storms come and go, watch the sun rise and set and the moon rise and set and see the stars and the northern light, that in itself declares the triune nature of our God. So if you're going to have faith, what do you got to believe? You got to believe God is. Most people believe he is. And then part two is you believe that he will reward you when you diligently seek him. I've been saying it for about 2 years now. The cool thing about our God, let me see. Cool's my old hippie words. Let me use a different one. The majestic, the amazing, the marvelous fact about our God is nobody can judge your diligent seek. That verse says, he, God, rewards those, you and me, who diligently seek him, and nobody can judge your diligence except you and me. And that means faith is possible for everybody. People get born again, they say, man, all of life changed and everything became beautiful. Well, what became beautiful is Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, came and lived on the inside of you and filled your being with him. And that means he filled you with the beginnings of faith and the finishings of faith, and he's leading you from the inside out, not the top side down. But Brother Rivers, he just said, here, you say something about what it is, and he just poked that big old swimming pool, and here comes all the water rushing out right now. See, you and I, every one of us who've been born again, and if you've not been born again, in just a minute, Miracle Man's going to give you that opportunity and pray the prayer of salvation again. Every person that's ever been born again, received Jesus, been saved, whatever the word is you use, Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith, came to live on the inside of you. Enoch didn't have him living inside. Abraham didn't have him living inside. Sarah didn't have him living inside. Noah didn't have him living inside of them. God was outside. God was in heaven coming upon them, and they chose to walk with him. In the New Testament, after the cross, God Almighty comes to live on the inside of you, to lead you from the inside out, to produce life, Romans 8:11, that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of you, giving you life, and life more abundantly. You got me all fired up, Rivers. Am I preaching too loud?
Yeah. No.
Do I need to take a breath and get a drink of Dr. Pepper so you can say something?
Oh, that's up to you.
All right, I got one more thing I want to say.
Go
Abraham,
ahead.
Abraham, look up verse 8. Abraham obeyed. Verse 7, Noah obeyed. Sarah, even though the day that Jesus and the angels showed up to Abraham and Sarah, Sarah laughed when Jesus told them they was going to have a baby. And he said, why is Sarah laughing? She said, I didn't laugh. And she's talking to God. Don't tell God you didn't laugh when you did. But even Sarah...
Right.
Even Sarah and Abraham obeyed. It's one of the greatest forms, forces of your life as a believer. and that is walk with God and do what he says. And your do is going to be different than mine.
People are like, well, you make sure you have your devotions every day, boy. Got to have them there devotions right there. Make sure you pray 5 hours a day and make sure you read 16 chapters.
No. I had a whole year where God had me stuck on 5 verses and wouldn't let me go anywhere else. I'd fall asleep trying to read any of the rest of the Bible, but those 5 verses. But you know what the truth is? Today, those 5 verses are the very core of who I am, and he wasn't going to let me off those 5 verses till I got it. And that's called revelation. And, you know, Abraham was 25 years before Isaac was born. Check out Noah. Noah built that ark for 100 years. And nobody got saved, but he never turned his back on God. He was the preacher of righteousness. And that's our answer. You invite God in. You become a believer. I don't know how to tell you to be a Christian, because everybody's got 18,000 different definitions of Christian. But I can tell you what, I can teach you how to be a believer, and that's just every day you wake up and say, God, I believe in you. You're a believer. And that'll cause you to believe, and it'll cause you to be able to walk with our God, because he came and made his abode on the inside. John chapter 14, Jesus said, I and the Father and the Spirit will come and make our abode within you. Glory. Hallelujah. The Old Testament people used faith, and you and I use faith every day. And that's just simple. I believe God exists, and I believe when I diligently seek him, he's going to reward me. And nobody can judge my diligence. I just got to be faithful to God every day, and I'll walk with him. That's probably the shortest I've ever preached, Rivers.
I don't mean it like, yeah, of course.
Well, let me ask you a question.
What's the question?
What do you see today, 5 years later, looking back from when you started? How's your faith grown doing this program from the first day wondering to this day?
Well, you know, obviously, as, you know, 5 years go by, you get, you know, not only older, but you get wiser, and
mm-hmm.
And this is causing me to believe, not necessarily differently, but deeper,
right,
like on the whole faith. And that understanding that about this idea that faith is trust in the Lord. Understand trusting that he's going to do
mm-hmm.
what he said. And that regardless of how long it takes, for you to get what you're believing for, you have to stand firm. You have to keep believing and not quit believing it. Because the thing is that the longer you believe, the longer you keep, you know, waiting, sometimes it can become easy to be like, well, is he going to do it or isn't he? Am I going to receive what I'm believing for or not? But I have chosen not to give up.
Amen.
Because, and another thing on this, isn't it something? You'll see people who struggle with things, you know, could be cancer, could be a heart thing, could be, you know, a mental disorder, could be, you know, all these different things. And maybe they trust God, maybe they believe in God, and maybe the people who have cancer or heart thing or whatever, some of them you'll see they get healed. They receive their miraculous healing and wholeness in their body. But then you'll see others who just end up getting promoted to heaven. And we may never know why God does it the way he does, why some people will get their miracle sooner than others. And this has given me a deeper understanding of like how God works with these miracles and the understanding of, you know, faith. And the understanding, you know, of obedience.
Yeah.
That one, because I look at Naaman, he was told to do something in order to get his healing.
Yeah.
The man in John, Josh Buckley talked about this Friday night of invasion. He told that blind man, go to that pool. And no, not the city pool, the pool of Siloam, and wash.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes and he does that, comes home seeing. And obviously the mud was there to symbolize it, because he went there. He goes, he does that, comes home seeing. See it. And because those disciples there, it's like, Rabbi, who sent? This guy? Or his parents. And then Jesus says, nope, neither one of them sinned. But then he got in the pool. He got his miracle.
Hallelujah.
And what I got out of that was get in the pool. Side note, I haven't been to the city pool since then. But tomorrow cometh. Then I should just send a message to Josh Buckley after that and say, look, Josh, I finally went in the pool. I wonder what he'll think. He might laugh at it. Because I'd love to get his reaction. He might think it's funny.
That's
he's like, and he's like, which one? Oh, yeah, the city one. Yeah, because Plymouth Pool in Midland, but because people are listening from all over, I just say my city pool is because they might not know where it is. So, anything you want to say at the moment about like what that means about this idea of, you know, that we're supposed to get in the pool?
Well, every one of us, every day, are going to walk with God. And if you go to John chapter 5, you caught me with a big drink of Dr. Pepper. But that's all right. I got it down, and I didn't even choke on it. And just for all of those listening, Dr. Pepper doesn't sponsor this program yet, but they should because they are the number one drink there is.
Well, Coca-Cola doesn't either, and they're the number one, I think.
John chapter 5, Jesus said, verse 19, Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Father, the Son also does in like manner. John 5, 19. Now, Jesus is teaching a very powerful principle. And it's the principle that that man used. Now, think about what I just said. The man was blind, but Jesus told him to go wash in the pool. He's a blind man. But what happened in this story is Jesus saw the Father saying, tell the man to go to the pool. And so Jesus only does what he sees the Father doing. And then look what it says. Verse 20, for the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does, and he'll show him even greater works than these that you may marvel. As the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom he will. Father judges no one, but he committed it to the Son, that all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He does not honor the Father, does not honor the Son, does not honor the Father. Wait a minute, I'm missing my verse. Where's the one that says, there it is, 30. I can of myself do nothing. Jesus said it. As I hear, I judge. My judgment is right, righteous, because I do not seek my own, but the will of the Father who sent me. Every one of us got to learn to walk with God and get to this point in our life, and that is, I only do what I see, not necessarily with your seeing eyes. He gave us eyes to see and ears to hear, but that the eye of the Spirit. And this man, when Jesus said, you want to be healed? He said, yeah, well, then go wash in the pool. The man didn't see to go wash in the pool, but Jesus did. And Jesus saw it from the Father because he said, of myself, I do nothing except what I see the Father do. So Jesus saw what the Father saw. Jesus took that word, gave it to the man. The man went and did it. And that's going to be the answer for absolutely every single one of us every day of our life. And that is, get to that depth of relationship with the Father, that we guard our words and only say what we hear the Father say, and only go do what we hear see the Father do, and in seeing and hearing, we'll always take that step of faith that'll move mountains, that'll open doors, that'll bring healing, that'll bring miracles, that'll bring provision, whatever it is you need. It's that relationship. John chapter 4, where Jesus said to the woman at the well, the hour is coming, and now is. The hour is coming, and now is. Well, that was a lot of hours ago when the true worshipers, not those who kneel down, fold their hands, look to heaven and say, Allah, 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 Allah. No, no, no. A worshiper is someone who walks with God every day. When the true worshipers will worship him in spirit and in the truth. For the Father is seeking you and me to worship him, to fellowship with him, to have that wonderful, close communion, Father to Son, Father to Daughter. He's seeking us. And as much as Jesus had zero condemnation for the woman at the well who had five husbands and was living with a guy that she wasn't married to, that lady went and got every one of those men and brought them out there to Jesus. They just didn't have no condemnation for him. When Jesus left, he said, win your city. And if you read farther on in the New Testament, they went and won the city, because everything about our Father is to turn you to the things of righteousness. And that man who was healed in the pool that day, his testimony, that miracle, that sign, that wonder gives till this day, it's giving glory to God, and you and I are still talking about it. But everyone around that man's life could see the glory of God that happened to him in that marvelous, mighty, amazing miracle. And what we got to do is just see, hear, and do it. Just obey. Comes right back to that word of obey. Just walk in it every day. So, you know, I want to say this to Miracle Man.
Yep.
You might listen to me and say, wow, that guy seems to know what he's doing. Or you, if you're listening to Miracle Man every day, this man knows this walk. This is the mighty man of God. This Miracle Man is a mighty man of God. But what makes us mighty men of God is not how many years of education we have. What makes you a mighty man or woman of God is that you walk with God every day. And you have that relationship with God where you truly treat him as your father and you look to him as a son or a daughter saying, lead me, guide me, direct me, show me, teach me. And then you realize from that moment on, when you're born again and you get this revelation that God's our Father, he's never going to treat you or deal with you in any manner except a father helping his son rise up and live in the royalty, in the heirness. Let's see, what's the right word? Inheritance as an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. You know what? You done plucked this thing, and now I got one more word to say. Think about the story of the prodigal son.
Yep.
Christianity has talked about it for years as the story of a young man who went away and came back. Oh, glory be to God. They've missed the whole story. Because what God is wanting to teach is if you understand you're an heir of God, youngest son, you won't go away and blow it on riotous living. But if you understand you're an heir of God, older son, you won't live in my house and never ask me for anything. That's what he's told him. What is the father wanting? The father's wanting both of his sons to understand you're not a servant, you're an heir. Come up to the next level of understanding. You're an heir. This kingdom is your inheritance. It's given to you because you've been born into this kingdom. And I encourage you every time you listen to me, Miracle Man, you grab these words of faith that he speaks and you stand in great faith every day knowing that the God of heaven and earth has chosen to come and live on the inside of you because you received Jesus. He's no longer up in heaven trying to get down through your thick skull. By the Spirit of God, he's living on the inside of you, leading you from the inside out. It's the most amazing relationship there ever was. Think about this, Miracle Man. How many people that listen to your program can't even get near a church? How do you find a church in the United Arab Emirates?
I don't know.
And yet the same God who loves you and me is helping them walk with him, and we can see that they're listening right here. Whether they got a church they're going to or not, you, my brother, are ministering the life of God to them, and they're staying with you.
Yes.
You're a giant in the faith, brother.
Yes. And I'm not no kitten either. I'm a lion. The tribe of Judah. I'm part of that. That's another part of what was taught at Invasion. Is that we're to be lions. We're to be loud. Because we're part of the lion of the tribe of Judah, and Judah means praise. We're supposed to be lions. And so I thank God for that. And listeners, oh, sorry, I was just checking. But, you know, I want to make sure that you know my Jesus. Because, let me tell you something. There's different kinds of people that are tuned in. One is the person, there could be three kinds of people tuned in right now. One person is the one who does not know the Lord Jesus Christ at all. Have not accepted him as your Lord and Savior. Maybe you've heard of him, but you have no relationship whatsoever. Never accepted him. Never had the opportunity to live for him. So that's one person. The second person is the person who has known Jesus, but they ran away. They no longer live for him. They no longer go to church. They've decided to get on to other things. The third person is the one who hasn't necessarily ran away from Jesus. They know him. They haven't necessarily ran away from him, but they're just not living for him like they should or like they used to live. Kind of cooled off. Maybe gotten kind of lukewarm. So if you are any one of those three people, I'm going to give you a chance in a minute to get right with God.
Amen.
Because this is the last of the last days. And for those of you who maybe you're young and maybe you think, oh, I got 40 years to get right with God. I got 50 years to get right with God. How do you know? How do you know? Folks, this is the last of the last days. And we are this close to Armageddon right now. Certain buttons pushed could be headed for heaven. But not so for those who don't know my Jesus. But that's why I want to make sure that you are right with God, that you know that if the rapture happened tonight, that you would be going to heaven.
Amen.
To be with my Jesus. Because if it weren't for my Jesus, let me tell you something. I would be dead right now, just about guaranteed.
Yep.
Because of the things, the ailments that I was dealing with when I was little, doctors told my mom that if my mom decided not to have them give me the certain shot, that would have taken me out. The doctors said, you know, if you don't take that shot, you're selfish. You're incredibly selfish, in fact, incredibly selfish.
Lord,
what if
my
mom didn't know my Jesus? What if my mom didn't know my Jesus?
Oh, my.
If my mom didn't know my Jesus, let me tell you something. I would be dead, for one. Two, my mother would be in great big trouble.
Yeah.
In trouble with God. And And so it's part of why, you know, this is so important, because at a young age.
And who wants their mom
to
have that much trouble?
Well, I don't.
I don't either.
So that's why I want you to be right with God.
Amen.
And I'm for sure that more than one person got right with God at Invasion, because people went up there to get saved, and the same night he dealt with, you know, those who had voices, those who had been either had cut themselves or were thinking about it, or, you know, suicide, you know, things like that. He dealt with all that kind of stuff. But I know people are set free. And you know what? Jesus can set you free right now. If you're dealing with any of those things that I mentioned, Jesus can set you free from that stuff right now.
Amen.
That the power of God can set you free from all that stuff, all those vices. He can free you. Because one of the big parts of Jesus is sozo. Sozo means saved, healed, delivered, and set free.
Amen.
But, yeah, that, and you say, how do you know what sozo is? Well, you can thank Dr. Barclay for that one. Even though it's been a while since I heard him say it, I've heard him say it before, and I remembered it. So I use it. So wherever you're at, if you can please pray this prayer. Now before we do this, listeners, if you don't mean it, don't pray it. If you're just gonna go like, oh, what did that do? Did that even do anything? What we're about to do, let me tell you something about it. It's painless. It doesn't cost you any money at all.
Yeah.
And you know what? It only takes a few seconds. It doesn't take a super long time to do it. But you know what? It can change your eternity.
Amen.
It can change your destiny. And it can have your destiny changed from hellfire to heaven. And you might be listening, and maybe you're in prison for life, maybe for something you did, and God could forgive you, and you give your life to Jesus.
Yeah. Amen.
And so we're going to pray this prayer. What do you say? Jesus, come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Make me new.
Make me
fresh.
New. Fresh.
I'm tired of living my own way.
Tired of living my own way.
And walking my own walk.
And walking my own walk.
Help me to live like you.
Help me to live like you.
And to walk in your ways.
And to walk in your ways.
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord.
And I may dwell in the house of the Lord.
Forever.
Forever. Amen.
I ask you to come into my heart.
Ask you to come into my heart.
And fill my soul.
And fill my soul.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. And amen.
Now every time I do one of these, I love to tell my listeners this. Every time I do one of these, you know what I always tell them? I always tell them that in heaven, the angels are having a big party.
Amen.
Because if you're either one of the three people I talked about, either maybe you heard about him, didn't know him, or maybe you didn't know about him at all, had never even heard, or number two, accepted him but then walked away, or number three, accepted him and didn't necessarily walk away, but just wasn't, like, had cooled off.
Yeah.
No matter which of the three, if you dedicated for the first time or you rededicated it, the angels in heaven are throwing a big party right now. Because, and Jesus, you know, there's more rejoicing and celebration over one sinner who repents than what there is for 99 blue ribbon sheep who have no reason to repent.
Wow. That's what it said.
Yep, that's what it said there in the book of Luke. Go look it up. Go look it up. It's in there. And so I thank God for that. And I feel like God has really used this program and over the years. And you know, Sutton Preacher Man, it is, in fact, Christmas in July today. July 25th. Because in my mind, some people think it's July 12th, other people think it's like July 29th or whatever. I think it's July 25th because if you think about it, Christmas is December 25th, of course, in different countries in different places and other places, it's like January 7th, but it's December 25th, and now this is July 25th. Now in June, it's halfway to Christmas, but it's not the same as Christmas in July. So I figured that it would be fitting to end with a Christmas song.
Well, you have to wait, though, because maybe one of the callers would like to say congratulations. Any of the callers congratulations?
So let me see. So before we do anything else, I want to open it up to some callers. Anyone who wants to give some congratulations, please, before I do anything else. Because I want to see what some of the callers have to say, because I feel like this is a good time to do that. So.
All right.
Anyone who wants to call in and do that, feel free to do so, please.
If you click the one button, then I'll click the button here that gives you the ability to say, there you go. Hold on just a second. This is my wife, Leanne. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello, Leanne. You've tuned in to the Miracle Man program. What say you, Leanne?
I have. I am great, and congratulations to you on 5 amazing years. It's an honor to tell people I know you. Though I've only met you a couple of times, it is an honor to know you. And God bless you
for everything
you're doing. You're such an inspiration, and God bless you for everything you do, Rivers.
Praise God. Yes. And I thank God for it all the time, that God uses me to do this.
Amen.
Now I must run, but I just want to tell you what an inspiration you are, and we so appreciate everything you're doing for the kingdom, and God bless you. And your mom.
Amen.
God bless you, Julie, for everything you have done for Rivers. What an amazing man you have raised, and you have every reason to be so proud of him. And you're an inspiration, too. Thank you.
Thank you.
And now I can go.
All right. Thank you for calling in, caller. Now we have another caller.
Hello,
well, hello
caller.
There. You've reached the.
Go ahead.
You've reached the Miracle Man. What say you?
Yeah. Well, I just thank God. I thank Him for the ministry He has in your life, and more than anything, and your all your patience and your hard work will be rewarded well, because that's who God is. And I ask for a knowing of God to be stronger and stronger, because your faith is rising in every word you say, and it makes a difference for Christ in every life you touch. Everything you say, just that anointing flows right over to the people because of their understanding of God from your lips. And
amen.
I just praise Him for the ministry He has in your life. That's great. You'll do well.
Amen.
And keep your eyes focused. You're strong. Be encouraged. 5 years, that's quite a while. It's good.
Yes, it is.
Bless you, brother.
Bless you. Thank you so
good
much.
Good to hear you.
Yes. Amen.
Let's
amen.
Go.
We got another
amen.
Caller. You want to say something too?
Well, you've reached the Miracle Man. What say you?
We got to get somebody live. We got a 443 number. They should say something.
Okay. So go ahead and get them on here.
I think their mic is muted.
Oh. Okay. But, yeah, their mic is muted, so.
That's me.
That's her.
Oh.
That's mine.
I guess he can hear what you say, probably very up close and personal. Now, hey, are you at McDonald's tonight, Miracle Man?
I am not tonight. Not tonight.
Okay, you're at your house?
Tonight, yes.
You live in the same house?
I actually live in an apartment complex now. I'm about to be in a townhouse in a month.
Awesome.
Yep, I'm excited about it. And
bet you are. Okay, well,
yep.
There's one more caller, but they didn't raise their hand yet, so we'll just let them be there and be a listener. And I'm going to add my words to what Brother Dan and Sister Leanne said, that is, the anointing of God is on you, brother. The anointing of God is on you powerfully. And when you come like you do every time, some people don't realize what real faithfulness is all about. But when you decide to do one of these programs, because of the leading of God, there's a certain part of this that takes some very serious faithfulness. And you have been stellar to be just to stay at it and to be faithful. And now look how many people's lives you're touching all over the world. And I'm honored to call you my friend and brother, honestly.
Amen.
And Dr. Pepper is the best.
Coca-Cola's the best.
All right,
well,
so you wanted to sing a
both.
Song. What song are we going to sing?
Well, you can get both of those at your local McDonald's, with ice and without ice, extra ice, no ice, whatever your idea is with the ice. I personally don't like to get any ice in my soda because I think it waters it down, but to each their own.
Oh.
And no condemnation either, because guess what? Whether you get ice in your Coke or not will not cost you your salvation. So there's no eternal value in which way you, whether you do ice or no ice in your soft drink or your water. Or your nope. That's just, you know, a new thing. But I did want to sing a Christmas song that's an old classic, and maybe for some of you who are, maybe you're in the United Arab Emirates, Dubai, one place where it's super hot in the summer, or maybe you're in a place like Texas or Arizona where 100-degree days are the name of the game right now. So, going to kind of cool it down a bit with chestnuts roasting. So, chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes on a glow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. Right now it would be a motorcycle because it's actually July. But every mother's child is gonna smile to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. And remember, folks, Merry July Christmas. No, it's not Merry Christmas, it's Merry July Christmas, because after today, Christmas gets put away until we get closer to November. But come November, it's be time to get ready for the season again. So any last words you got before we close off?
Yeah, I do have some last words. I want to encourage all the listeners in all 17 of the nations around the world. It's not important to us of whether or not we'll keep doing the program.
Second.
But we really want to know who you are so we can pray for you. So Miracle Man's email is there in the notes of the program. Make sure you like, you subscribe, and you click the bell for notification so that you have the ability to stay connected with the Miracle Man program on a daily basis. Brother Rivers' address or email address is right there, and we'll be able to find it and communicate with him. Send him an email and let him know where you are, and give us a prayer request, because that's what this
Amen.
Program is all about, is to see things change. And we like to know where you are just because we want to be a blessing to you. That's just how that is. We want to be a blessing to you. And I know some
Amen.
Nations you can't, there's some nations where they can't let anybody know they're listening to something that's a Christian program. We understand that. But if you can, then shoot us an email, and let our brother know. And you know, thanks for being a partner with this ministry. And pray for Brother Rivers, the miracle man. Pray for him every day. God, to give him great insight and revelation into the Word of God as he shares it in Jesus' mighty name. Besides that, brother, I just want you to know I love you, and I'm proud of you. I don't know whether that's a good statement or not, but I am proud of you, and
right.
Very honored to be your friend and a fellow broadcaster. I mean, think of it, brother. 5 years, there's people that never make it a year. And here you are, 5 years later, just being faithful.
Amen.
And amen.
So, folks, with that, as always, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I shall see you tomorrow. So long,
amen.
Everybody.
So long. See you soon.
So long, everybody. See you soon. Thank you, preacher man.
Yep.
Love you.
Man.
Amen.